It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Neil Charnoff. Stay tuned for Art Hound's recommendations. They're just around the corner. But first, it's our weekly conversation on the arts. The impact of Tropical Storm Irene is still reverberating in the arts community. The 2011 storm ravaged homes and studios in the Rock River Valley in and around South Newfane. This weekend's Rock River Artists Studio Tour features 17 artists who will welcome visitors into what for some are reimagined studio spaces. Joining us now is the coordinator of the Rock River Open Studio Tour, Roger Sandys, and also joining us is photographer Chris Triebert, whose home and studio were damaged by Irene. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you, Neil.
Roger Sandys, how did Tropical Storm Irene impact the artists in the Rock River area?
It was an overwhelming impact, I think, on the emotional level because there was complete devastation. Whether or not you were washed out or your neighbor's house was floated away, even if you were perched up on a high hill, roads were out, your neighbors were distressed, bridges were out, and the trees were washed away like twigs. So what was once a bucolic, meandering, brook-like river was wide open, like something in the desert southwest. So it was very distressing for everyone.
Now, there's a heavy concentration of artists in this area, in and around South Newfane. How were they able to continue over the last couple of years?
Well, some of the members had to rebuild studios because they were washed out. Chris Triebert's was knocked off its foundation along with her cabin and her garage. Georgie Runkle's house had waves lapping up against it, and she was cut off for 8 days without communication because the road on both sides of her property was washed out. Others were perched up high on the hill, and they just had the inconvenience of the transportation network and the chores of helping their neighbors who were in a worse fix than they were.
Chris Triebert, we heard Roger Sandys talk about how your own property was affected. You do commercial work and fine artwork. How have you had to adapt to what Irene left behind?
Well, I think for anyone who works in a visual art, when you have an experience like this, you just have to do something with it. It's too much a part of your life and your psyche. But it didn't come right away. It actually took me about 2 years of sort of playing around with different ideas of what I saw in the aftermath of Irene before I found a way to make a visual project from the effects of Irene on my property. And that's one of the things that I'll be showing on the studio tour this weekend. It's a complete body of work that's called Geomorph, which is what I saw. I saw the earth move under my feet and changed every piece of the landscape that I used to know. And so I've been working with this for several years now. And I think that's true of many of the artists. Sometimes I know some of the other furniture makers have used pieces of debris and embedded them into their furniture. So it's just some way I think we all are affected by it. And with that kind of experience, it winds up coming out in your art one way or another.
So you have actually, as a photographer, you've adapted to this. You've changed some of your methods. Any lessons that you've learned here from this experience?
For me, Neil, the big one is the impermanence. It's something I guess I always understood conceptually, but to witness what I saw in one day, how much what you think of as solid, real, firm, and unmovable, like the earth, to see that changed so completely in a few hours just let me know in such a profound way that nothing stays the same. The other side of it is that I also saw how things recover and how nature heals. And the amount of help that we had, people helping us to recover, the recovery was a beautiful thing, both from the personal side and what nature did itself. So that's what a lot of the art is that I'm making now, a way of looking at things that you think of as destructive and seeing beauty in them. And another piece of the art for me is that this piece of work that I call Geomorph is about that. Is it about the nature of change?
And Roger Sandys, what has this experience taught you? Do you see any silver linings here?
Well, it's far enough into it now that I can see the regeneration in the river. the foliage is coming back, and the log jams are subsiding in volume. But the main thing that my wife, Mary, and I realized was, let's keep working. Let's make more art. That's our answer to the devastation. Spread more beauty if you can possibly do it.
Roger Sandis and Chris Triebert will both be featured in the Rock River Artists Open Studio Tour, taking place this weekend in and around South Newfane. You'll find more information at vpr.net. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you, Neil.
Thank you, Neil.